This is the Mindset Toolkit Podcast. The continual pursuit of improvement.
How's everybody going? My name is Selwyn, host of the Mindset Toolkit Podcast, and I'll be bringing you a quick Lessons of the Day episode where I review some items that I've learned over the last couple of days and distill them down into talking points that can be added to your toolkit. So, here we go. The first couple of points come from the Listen Money Manners Toolkit and their interview with Wes Chapman, who's a successful person that's come from a lot of adversity, and the topic was getting rid of the victim mentality. And his definition of the victim mentality is using the experiences that have happened to you to stop you from doing what you need to do in the world. And basically, everyone has had something bad that has happened to them, and it's inevitable, but it's what you do and how you react to a situation. Now, before you think that this is somebody that doesn't know what they're talking about, if you listen to the podcast and read his story, he's actually had some really bad things happen to him in the past, and he's turned into a really successful businessman and really successful person, despite of all these tragedies and setbacks in his past. And they walk through 11 signs of the victim mentality. The first one is that they're constantly blaming other people or situations for feeling miserable. Secondly, they possess a life against me philosophy. Third, they think others are purposefully trying to hurt them. Fourth, they're cynical and pessimistic. Five, they feel powerless to change their circumstances. Six, they enjoy sharing their tragic stories with other people. Seven, they have a habit of blaming, attacking, and accusing those they love for how they feel. 8. They're constantly putting themselves down. 9. They believe they are the only one being targeted for mistreatment. 10. They refuse to analyze their beliefs or improve their life. And finally, even when things go right, they find something to complain about. Now, if you think about each of these points individually, it's pretty clear that almost all of us will sink into thinking at least one of these at some point in our lives. It's really hard to not think about this, and that's kind of normal, I guess, because we all have negative feelings, we all have doubts, we all kind of think about the past and blame what's happened to us and blame my current situation or what's happened to us in the past. But I think the biggest thing that you have to remember is that your past isn't a roadmap for your future. You can go and create and be you, and that's where you'll find success and fulfillment, and definitely not in looking backwards, kind of that driving analogy where you're always looking forward, but you have rearview mirrors. You're not driving while looking at the rearview mirrors, but they can guide you to where you've been or things coming from behind you that might affect your current state. And he said he's been mentored by a lot of successful people, and the thing that he asked them is if they could change one thing about their past and redo things. And the one thing that they all say, or that most of them say, that he's found is that they would change the way in which they view the metrics. They would change the pressure they put on themselves, and they would just be comfortable with who they are and create success based on that. And this would have saved years on their timeline. And it's really interesting to think about. They would have banked on their strengths, and they would have stopped trying to change who they are, which I think a lot of us try to do. So you don't really want to emulate other people's success. You want to find your own road to success while learning from other people's paths of success. And you need to address failure. You also need to accept that you failed, and it's nothing more or nothing less. It's just a part of life. No one goes through life without failure, how large or small. And a lot of the times these successful people hit a point of failure or the rock bottom, and that's where they rebound and really find their true calling and find their true path to success. And the first thing you need is patience. That's the one thing that will give you spades and spades of an advantage over other people, is this long-term patience that you know in the long run you'll be able to succeed, in that in the long term you'll be winning and successful, not in the short term, not in the next 20 days. It's impossible to go from broke to a millionaire in 20 days. You need 10 years, 20 years, with concerted effort every single day. That's what will make you successful. And finally, what you need to do is understand your inherent worth to the world. Just know that you do have worth in the world, and a lot of problems around the world can be solved if everyone understood this. On a more micro level, it means you need to understand yourself and your strengths and weaknesses, and you need to be able to leverage your unique strengths in the world. The next couple of points come from the Order of Man's podcast interview with Jocko Willink, former Navy SEAL, really cool writer, which I'll have to talk about in the next couple of podcasts, wrote a couple of good books. His whole motto and mantra is that discipline equals freedom. And this carries through all aspects of life. Discipline to do the things that matter. And the caveat is that initially you won't have freedom. Discipline doesn't bring immediate rewards and benefits. Just like before, everything is long run. Everything is long-term mindset. Don't think of it the short-term wins. Think of it the short-term actions leading to the long-term wins. It's what you do today and tomorrow and next week and next month and next year and the next 5 years that'll bring you success. Not everything you do today, tomorrow, and that's it. And when you think about it, something like financial freedom, saving a dollar today, it's not going to give you financial freedom, but after 10 years of saving a dollar, maybe not a dollar, maybe 10%, 10% of your earnings saved over 20 years will lead to a lot greater financial freedom after 2 decades when you think about it, not when you think about it, of saving 10% today and tomorrow and next week. It doesn't work that way. And think about how you save your free time. You need to be disciplined as to not waste your free time, be proactive in your choices, and be proactive in your actions. But working out today isn't going to make you healthy today. It's working out today and every day for the next 5 years that'll lead you to a healthy body over the long term, and it can never end. Your actions, your disciplined actions can never end, but it's these disciplined actions that'll give you a life of success, because discipline turns into habits that take less mental processing. So at first it's going to suck, it's going to be hard, it's going to be difficult, but after months and years, these things will turn into habits and your body will actually crave them. I mean, I can speak of this personally with working out. The more you work out, the more your body wants to work out. At first, you don't really want to, but then I'll find myself not being able to sleep right, not being able to think right. It's really weird when I stop working out after an excessive period of time off, my body doesn't operate properly without regular exercise. And what you also need to think about is capitalizing on your strengths and working on your weaknesses. So there's definitely books out there like The Strengths Finder, and it's where you need to identify your strengths and not really focus on your weaknesses. I think that's a really good mindset to have, and I think this kind of expands on it in a little bit, because you know where your strengths are and you know where your weaknesses are. You don't want to spend a lot of your time trying to bring your weakness up to where your strengths are, but you definitely want to kind of fill in your weaknesses. So if you are a really good financial and metrics guy, but don't really like giving public speeches, definitely don't ignore the improvement in your financial mindset and learning more and practicing that skill. But when you have some spare time or some free time, put a little bit of effort into working on your public speaking, because that's going to help you in the future present meetings, talk with clients, advance your business, advance your personal career. Everyone's got to speak to somebody, and by you improving that weakness by a little bit, not by a lot, you don't need to become a public speaker, but you just need to improve it from, say, level 1 to level 3, and then you'll be miles better, because that can leverage on your strengths, and now you've got a strong financial mind that's able to give decent enough speeches to people and communicate their ideas effectively. And what you need to do is connect the present with the future. Think about the future you, and that'll give you the present why, as to why you're doing all these actions. And he puts it simply that the only way to develop mental toughness is to simply do hard things. Decide to do it and just do it. There isn't a magic mantra or potion that he can give you, and that's completely in agreement with what he says in all of his books. If you want to stop eating poorly, his answer is to stop eating poorly. If you want to go work out, his solution is to just go work out. Accountability is a tool, but it shouldn't and can't be the only tool. You need to give a why, and that gives you intrinsic motivation. Linking that future self to your present actions is how you're going to stick with what you're doing. And it's important to write down your objectives for the day. Similar to goal setting, you need to write down what you need to achieve for that day. And you need to not worry about what other people care about, what you want to create or do. Since they can always choose to not listen, buy, or consume what you're producing, you can't focus your actions on the results or the feedback from other people, especially those that don't matter to you. And then some days, when you're creating this discipline, you need to simply go through the motions, especially the days when you don't want to work out, you don't want to eat right, you might not be putting 100% effort in, but you're putting 50% effort into your workout, which is better than 0% of no workout, or 100% of no workout, rather, because it's this act of doing the hard things when you don't want to that builds up the mental toughness that leads to discipline, and that leads to success in the future. And discipline equals freedom in all aspects of life and in all actions you take. So that's all I have for today, so go out and use it. This has been Selwyn on a quick episode of Lessons of the Day from the Mindset Toolkit podcast. Thanks for your time, and remember, what you learned today will serve you tomorrow. So go out and go get it.